إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. الله سبحانه وتعالى mentioned in his kalam where he said أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغير ما بأنفسهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not change the good condition of a people until they change something from within themselves. Verily Allah does not change the good condition of a people until they change it from within. There is a saying also in English to say that, to the effect that a great nation is destroyed only from within, not from outside. I think it's time to reflect on what our situation is as Muslims, where we seem to have been reduced to the role of victims. And our standard response is always to export the blame onto somebody else and to say that this is because of this condition and that condition. You've got enemies here, enemies there. Whereas I'm not denying that there are enemies, but if you go by what the Quran says, the enemies cannot harm you until you harm yourself, until you create a situation within yourself where you become vulnerable to the enemy. The greatest weakener of a situation, of a people, the greatest weakener of a people is sin, is masiyat. And sin is any disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it's at a personal level, which is in terms of our personal actions, lying, cheating, slandering, backbiting, zina, fornication, alcohol, gambling, and so on and so on. So, things that a person does individually, all of these weaken the individual. Quite apart from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if the person dies without repenting and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to punish him, there is an effect of sin on the individual in this life itself. No matter what that person might be, if he commits a sin, there is an effect on that. If you see something which you are not supposed to see, if your eyes see anything haram, the first thing that goes away is the khushu in salah. Now imagine, we have to understand the magnitude of the loss. But since we have got used to praying without khushu, we don't understand what is the meaning of loss of khushu. But khushu is the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is like saying that if you are speaking on the phone, the first thing that happens is the connection is cut. Then there is no, you are holding the phone to your ear, you may be shouting at one end, but it's not going anywhere. Now what is the effect of that? So reflect on this and think, what is the effect of khushu going away in salah? And the primary, the biggest reason for khushu to go away in salah is not guarding the eyes. When the eyes see something which they are not supposed to see, the first thing that is lost is the khushu in salah. It is such a big punishment if we only realize how big it is. The second thing which goes is the Quran from the heart. Memorization of Quran is not only repeating of the ayat. Memorization of the Quran is to guard the eyes. And if you don't do that, the kalam of Allah disappears from the heart. Very, very important to understand the effect of sin individually. And then there is sin at the collective level, as a community, as a group, as a society, what are the sins that we are committing? And there is a long list of those. What are the sins that we are committing? The condition of the people, our condition depends on that. When we commit these sins, when we disobey Allah, then we lose the right to the protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when that protection is lifted, then anybody can do anything. That is the reason why Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, before the battle of Qadsiyya, the army was commanded by Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, who was the Amir, he sent him a letter and he said, I advise you to advise your troops to protect themselves from sin. Now imagine, these are Sahaba. What sins were they committing? But he, in spite of that, he sent this letter and says, I advise you to protect yourself from sin and to make tawbah. He said, because sin is the greatest weakener. And he says, Allah does not give us victory based on our numbers or on our weapons. Allah gives victory to the one who is pious, who is obedient to Him. And he says, if the obedience is not there, if we commit sins, then Allah will give victory to the one who is strongest. He will not give you victory. Now, how much more deserving are we of the advice of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu? And therefore, I advise myself and you, remind myself and you, that let us take stock of our lives and say, where am I disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we want success, we know the route to success. We have been given the route to success. If we want success, we have to follow that route. And that route to success begins with the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any disobedience of Allah, there is no such thing as a small disobedience. If you consider a disobedience to be small, that is the biggest disobedience. Because that now is now an attitude where you consider a disobedience of Allah to be small. And that is an attitude of arrogance. For the Muslim woman to wear a hijab is fard. If she is not wearing it, she is inviting the anger of Allah. For Muslim men and women, the salah is fard. And if we do not pray it on time, then we are inviting the anger of Allah. To follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is fard. It is not an option. We should not need to even call it fard. There should be an attraction and a desire to follow the sunnah because of the benefit in that sunnah. But if you won't do it for love, then do it for duty, because that is essential. Without that, there cannot be success. Because if success is in the path of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam alone, then it automatically means that there is no success in the path of anybody else. There is definitely no success in leaving the path of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of these are sins. To do these things, all of them are sins. And that is why it's very important for us to remember, focus on ourselves. Focus on ourselves, not on others. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, the biggest sin is to focus on the sin of others. He said, the biggest fault is to focus on the faults of others. The biggest sin is to focus and look at the sins of others. That is not your job. The job is to look at yourself and work on ourselves. As I said, that's the reason I'm saying that even more reason for us today to think about that and to work on it. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to look at ourselves and to correct ourselves in such a way that we can get the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we need it, both in this dunya and even more in the akhirah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.